Welcome to Lanyap, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. Young professionals having a positive effect on business and community are recognized in a Top 20 Under 40 Awards reception Thursday at the Monroe Civic Center. Monroe Chamber of Commerce President Sue Nicholson joins me for more. Sue, good to see you.
Good to see you, Bob.
Well, lots of great things taking place this awards reception. And how did the Chamber develop this showcase?
Well, you know, there was a group here, the Northeast Louisiana Young Professionals, and they were sort of loosely organized, and they held a Top 20 event, oh gosh, probably 5 or 6 years ago. Mm-hmm. And then the group fell into somewhat disorder, very few members, irregular meetings, and we brought them under the umbrella of the Chamber. And after we did that for a year or two, the thought came again about establishing the Top 20 Under 40. And so we did it last year to just overwhelming success, and so this is year two.
Yeah. Now tell us about this process and a little bit about the criteria that's used in creating a Top 20.
Well, you know, we're very serious about developing new leaders for the region. You know, a lot of people my age are, you know, either nearing retirement or within the next 10 years are going to be retired. And so who comes next? And it was a focus on those under 40 who really are developing and becoming the leaders of the future. And so we looked at three things. What is happening with their professional development? Where are they in their personal development? And then also giving back, you know, where are they plugging into the community and doing things over and above, things that benefit themselves and their family and their work.
How did the names come to you? Was it something the Chamber solicited? Was
we
it
did.
Businesses? Okay.
We did, actually. We called for nominations, so it was put out, you know, throughout Northeast Louisiana and got an amazing 66 nominations this year, which is wonderful in the sense of we've got that many people that other people believe are our future leaders.
Yeah. How important to locate people across an array of sectors in the community?
Well, you know, I think it's extremely important because we don't grow just one sector at a time. It's, you know, a really dynamic. It's across all of the sectors and throughout the community. And so, you know, with 66, we really had a great opportunity to do that.
Yeah. I guess one of the things, too, is you probably have those that are deeply rooted in Northeast Louisiana, perhaps those that have moved here in the past 5-10 years or so.
Well, and yes, that's probably true. We don't really look at are they from here originally, mm-hmm. which is an interesting thought, and you know certainly that's going to be changing with a lot of new people moving into the community.
Yeah, when we look at the list, someone maybe that you have come to be aware of that maybe you didn't know of initially, and what impressed you about that individual?
Well, you know, when we read the nominations, sometimes from our own perspective, mm-hmm. Their involvement with the Chamber. We may be aware of that, but totally unaware of what else they're doing in the community. And, you know, when you think of all of the nonprofits across the community, just as we do businesses, I mean, everything from United Way, which a lot of people are plugged into,
right.
but also PAWS, you know, which is more in the animal rights or, I mean, just a host of things, the Cancer League. But these young people are volunteering sacrificially in these organizations.
Yeah.
And so, you know, were there people that surprised us? You know, there really were.
Uh-huh. You know, looking at last year, some of the response, some of the feedback from the community about those that were presented last year.
Well, the young people that were recognized were just overwhelmed that people wanted to recognize them. And it was also a point of pride for their employers that, you know, they came out in support of that nominee.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think for those nominees, it's also visibility for the work that they are doing. You know, and as my husband would say, the reward for good work is more requests for good work. And I think that they have gotten some of that.
When we talk about that good work, you mentioned the criteria professionally, personally, but looking at the community aspect of that criteria, tell us about that involvement and what the Chamber was looking for.
Well, we actually weight them equally, you know, and some people may be a little surprised by that, but we believe that a community leader is, you know, certainly they're going to be a leader in their profession, but those professionals who shine in a community are those that also have an aspect of giving back. And so they're plugged into leadership roles, not just, you know, donating to United Way, but may serving on the board of United Way, or, you know, even serving as the chair for United Way, or, you know, a number of other organizations. And those are the people that truly make a difference in a community. So we're looking for that aspect as well.
Yeah, the awards reception coming up Thursday evening. What's going to be on tap? What's happening?
Well, it's all about them. We have the program that just focuses on them and a reception to celebrate their success. We really don't have a speaker because the introduction of each nominee can be a little bit longer. We want people to know a little bit about who they are, why they were selected, but also their advice to other professionals and, you know, what they see as important.
Yeah, you mentioned the Young Professionals Group working closely now with the Monroe Chamber, and really regular meetings are scheduled now.
They do, and it's a wonderful group. They look at professional development, at obviously career development, and then volunteerism, giving back, networking, mm-hmm. obviously. But they meet the third Wednesday of every month, and they meet at the old Palace Hotel.
Oh, okay. Now, Sue, if someone would like to attend or find out more about the awards reception coming up tomorrow, how could they do so?
Well, they need to call today because mm-hmm. the event is tomorrow night.
Right.
But it's tomorrow at Monroe Civic Center, 5:30 to 7, and they can call the chamber and get their ticket.
Monroe Chamber of Commerce President Sue Nicholson with the awards reception for the top 20 under 40 at the Monroe Civic Center. Sue, thank you for joining us.
My pleasure. Thank you, Bob.
You can hear this and other Land Yaps by visiting our website at kedm.org.
Support for Land Yap on KEDM comes from Fiesta Nutrition Center, a natural foods and supplement market and lunch cafe, 1211 North 18th Street, fiestanutrition.com.